tonight, Dr. Callis, we want to talk about two things that are, ubiquitous across this country. I mean, everyone knows someone, or them themselves, are either overweight or have diabetes. So I'd like to discuss those two issues, talking about weight loss first. Is that okay?
How about if you work them together?
Well, we can definitely work them together. I mean, you're the doc. You know how to weave that in better than I do. But
well, if you can control blood sugar, you can control weight. Most of the people have a problem controlling their diet because they have sweet cravings. And the reason they have sweet cravings is they have microorganisms living in them.
So do we know, Dr. Kels, really what causes your body to store fat? I mean, I understand the fat cells are there, but the fat cells either get big or they get small. But what causes the body to store fat?
Well, first of all, what you got is what's called brown fat, is what you're talking about. What happens is your blood sugar goes up and down, and when it does that, it can throw off your central blood sugar. Now, if it goes too high, it basically takes your blood sugar and makes it into triglycerides. Tri meaning three, glyceride meaning like a glucose type molecule.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what you end up is making what they call medium chain fatty acids. And so that happens. As the triglycerides start building up, then you start storing fat in the cells, and you start storing these medium chain fatty acids.
So what are most of us doing that is causing our body to take these three-chain amino acids, I mean triglycerides, and store them into fat? What is it that we're doing?
Well, essentially what we're doing to make these fatty acids is we are taking processed food, carbohydrate-rich sugars, and we are unable to handle the amount of sugars that we're taking in because we don't have adequate nutrients, either the macronutrients of fiber, protein, or fatty acids, or the micronutrients of things like CLA, alpha-lipoic acid, chromium, vanadium, B1, those kind of things, which are required to process sugar. And if you don't have that, what you tend to do is you either store it as fat, you have blood sugar swings, which in the beginning can be hypoglycemia and then fall along with diabetes, and you can develop what's called an insulin-resistant diabetes, which is type 2 diabetes, which is the inability to utilize the insulin you have.
So if your body's creating this insulin resistance, it's actually your body's reaction to something that's going on that you shouldn't be doing.
Right. Essentially, what your body's doing is, rather than processing the sugar, all the insulin in the world is useless without a couple key things, one of them being chromium, because it takes chromium to make insulin effective. Two, you need a thing called CLA or alpha-lipoic acid to help transport the sugar into the cells to make a thing called glycogen. And now glycogen is a stored energy that you can pull out whenever you need it. Anybody who's ever done a marathon will know that when you go for, you know, a certain period of time, then all of a sudden you hit that wall of fatigue, and then you kick through that, and then you come back and start getting your energy back again. Well, that energy coming back again is you go from the Krebs cycle, or the ability to turn this glycogen into blood sugar so you don't go hypoglycemic, and then you run out of glycogen at about 1200, and then you go to this valley, and then you kick in your fatty acid cycle, and it starts converting. And that's when your energy comes back. And that's the way your body's set up to function if it's working optimally. If not, instead of storing it as glycogen, you tend to store it as triglycerides, fat in the blood, which then becomes brown fat and things on the body. You get fat on the body, and that's just the fat side of things.
Why do you call it brown fat?
Well, it actually stores and oxidizes. It's a fat that oxidizes and actually starts getting a little brown kind of a color to it.
Oh, so literally it's brown fat.
It's brown fat. Yeah.
So, well, you know, all these diets that people are on out there, you know, there's been a major battle and almost a shift from low-fat diets to low-carb, high-protein diets. You know, you see in the marketplace this battle, everybody's got this, it's a fad diet, and, you know, people start bragging about a diet that they had success with, but they always seem to be shocked and surprised that when they go off the diet, that the weight comes back.
Well, that's because they've got a couple things, and this is what got everybody going off the wrong direction. If you do strictly a protein diet where you burn carbohydrates but don't feed carbohydrates to try to handle it, you can go into what they call ketosis, which is where you start burning the fat in your body. But you also burn your organs and everything. You'll start burning the amino acids, your protein in your body. So you can start burning your organs, your heart muscle, everything.
And when you mean burning, you mean the body starts to rob those organs of nutrients that are not being fed because you're almost on this nothing but protein diet.
That's right. So essentially you start stealing from your body, which can cause you to not just lose weight but lose muscle. And it's not the best long-term way to lose weight. So what you really would rather do is you would rather get rid of the toxins that are making you crave sweets and toxic microorganisms, things like candida, things like Helicobacter pylori, Klebsiella, things like that that are stealing your nutrients and making you crave sweets. And if you can get rid of those, then you lose the sweet cravings. Now all of a sudden you can go with a decent diet of complex carbohydrates rather than simple carbohydrates with nutrients, and things start working better.
Now, is that microorganism issue that you're talking about ubiquitous? I mean, does everybody have that problem just about?
Well, I'll tell you what. About 100 million people, as in 1996, were said to have chronic illness. And about 100 million people in the United States were said to have yeast overgrowth. So if you put that together, you got to say, you know, most of the time when people are sick, they'll have a yeast overgrowth or a bacteria overgrowth. The key is to get rid of these yeast and bacteria, and there's a couple ways to do it. One, Allo 7000 will get rid of that. Two,
Now, let me stop you there, Dr. Gus. Allo 7000 is a concentrated aloe, but aloe's all over the place. What's unique about this Allo 7000 product?
Well, the fact that it's so powerful, and it's pure. And when you put the two together, you can mix it with three parts water and still swish around in your mouth and swallow after each meal. And in the beginning, it'll probably taste a little bitter or really sickening sweet. Now,
so it's a lot more powerful than just going down to the local department store and buying some aloe off the shelf.
That's right. Now, that flavor that you get is not the aloe. That flavor you get is the die-off of the bugs. And so for about 4 days, it tastes kind of crummy, but then it starts tasting better and better and better. And what ends up happening is things like vegetables that used to taste bitter don't taste bitter anymore because they have antifungal, antibacterial properties. Now they start tasting better. Mm-hmm. E7 starts tasting better and better all the time. But in the beginning, any of those could taste bad, especially to somebody who has yeast or bacteria growing in their mouth.
Okay, so you recommend that they take Allo 7000. How often? Every time you drink, put it in something you're drinking? Or?
Well, it's a great thing to do after meals. You just swish around your mouth, do a good swish, and swallow, and it'll clean and get rid of all this stuff all the way down.
Okay, one part to three parts water.
Yes. And it works. And if you need a little stronger, you can go one part to two part water. But it's basically very strong, strong enough to kill anthrax, strong enough to kill botulism. It's very strong. On contact can kill the bugs.
Okay, so they do that, and that'll help cut down on the sugar cravings, which, you know, frankly, I think that's probably you know, probably the second most common reason why people quit a diet.
Well, let's just say it's 80% of the reason people have health problems is sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you fix the if you can get people to get away from sugar, you see all these things change. And that's why Atkins was so successful on his, you know, high protein diet, was because he took people off carbohydrates and they started feeling better.
Right. That's right. So, okay, so then what's the next step? What do they do next?
Then
you said the Allo 7000, great counsel. What's next?
Okay, then you want to take the Essential 7. And the reason you want to take the Essential 7 is because that'll give you the fiber, the protein, the essential oils, and the life solubles is that's in there will actually has a thing called gamma rhizanol that helps you to handle your blood sugar better. In fact, we originally developed the risotrine for the Diabetic Resource Center. So specifically, we did that to help people who were diabetic, who could get help no other way.
Do they take Essential 7? Does it matter which flavor? Or they just take it and they take it multiple times a day? What?
Well, you know me. I'm a purist. I like the natural and the vegetable broth. But they can pretty much go with any of the flavors. But the first two help people who have health problems. Mm-hmm. If people just have, you know, general health fine, I don't have a problem with them taking the berry and the chocolate. But if you have a health problem and you're reactive to everything and you want chocolate and you're addicted to it and you have sweet cravings and all that kind of stuff, you're probably the kind of person who needs to clean up your act first, get rid of these microorganisms and stabilize.
Okay.
And what you want to do is you want to get it to your urine pH the next morning stabilizes at 6.
Right at 6. Now, do they take Essential 7 anytime they get hungry, or just once or twice a day, or
anytime they get hungry,
just take it.
Yep, because what it'll do is, especially in the beginning. In fact, when I go through a cleanse, for example, I may take 9 scoops a day.
9 scoops a day.
9 scoops. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think one of the things that if you get nutrients up to the level to satisfy the needs of your body. And the Essential 7 feeds your cells, all of a sudden you lose the sweet cravings, your appetite's satisfied, you feel a sense of well-being that says, I'm stable, and you're not looking around for sweets.
Well, I would think because people are getting in one scoop of Essential 7 more nutrition than they get in the normally whole day of their normal diet, and it's all just one little ounce scoop, that alone's going to cut back on some cravings and some hunger issues.
Well, and that's what people don't get. They don't get that if you truly get the nutrients, your body's craving nutrients. And what happens is because it's not getting the nutrients, it's willing to take sugar and carbs just to get by. But anybody who knows anything about that knows that you go into spikes and then valleys, peak valley. And so you feel good short term and then bad long term, and you don't want to be like that.
So, okay, so Essential 7, vital part of controlling diabetes and weight loss.
Now,
what about cleanzymes, enzymes?
Well, the cleanzyme is perfect for that because what it does is it cleans out the liver, which helps detoxify the liver. Remember, you've got two reasons people tend to gain weight: toxic buildup and fat buildup. Now, toxic buildup can include water and water weight and all the edema and all that kind of stuff along with the toxins because you're trying to dilute the poisons with water and fat. The fat itself can be a blood sugar handling thing. The great thing about what we're talking about is we address both issues in doing the cleanse type thing where you go in and you do a cleanse. Unless you're a brittle diabetic, which is a whole other thing, that's where it's very uncontrollable, you can actually bring your blood sugar down. In fact, you bring it down so quickly that you need to monitor your blood sugar.
So if you know that you're a brittle diabetic, we don't recommend that you do a cleanse
right off the bat. I don't recommend that you do a non-supervised cleanse. We do cleanses all the time with brittle diabetics. We just don't say ready, fire, aim. We want to make sure that we coach them and tell them what to look for. But any diabetic should check their blood sugar. because you're always trying to see if the blood sugar's out of whack.
Well, when your body has these toxins, and that is one thing that everyone suffers from. If you, in today's society, in America for sure, you're bombarded with toxins from outside sources all day long, every day. And where does your body tend to, I know your body does its very best to eliminate and get rid of those toxins, but at times does your body not store those toxins somewhere and put them in a safe place?
Well, it can store them. For example, if it's chemicals, it can store them in the fat. So if you start losing fat and you have stored chemicals fat.
What about polychemical exhaust?
Same thing. That can get caught up in the fat. And so if that's in the fat and you lose weight, then not only is the fat breaking down, but you're also dropping in all the chemicals and pollutant stuff into your body. So you have to get that out. That's why having things like Cleanzyme with the liver detoxification mm-hmm. really makes a difference. One, you stabilize the bowel and keep that working and keep yeast under control and Helicobacter under control with the myrrh and the ginseng herbal bitters and stimulate your own hydrochloric acid function. But you also detoxify that liver, and that's huge as you're dumping all this stuff.
I heard say, if the liver works better, everything works better.
Well, if the liver doesn't work, nothing works. That's why they call it
that's
liver.
That's pretty serious right there.
Yeah, that's why they call it liver, because without it, you don't live.
So how often do we recommend that someone that wants to start a weight loss program that they should start by doing the 8-day cleanse?
Well, to me, you may want to start with just the LO7000 and the E7 and the Cleanzyme just to get yourself stable.
For a month or so?
Yeah, for about 3 weeks, months, something like that, and then go to the cleanse because now you've stabilized your gut and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you've had ulcers, you've got to do. In ulcers, you need that LO7000 to actually heal the gut. And then what happens is when you go into the cleanse, you're going to clean it out without completely, making yourself feel really bad that you're opening up and releasing all these toxins. You've got the inside of your body working. Now we're going to clean up the capillaries and the rest of your body, the deeper tissue, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is when we open up those capillaries and dump the toxins out, now all of a sudden we can both get the insulin in, we can get the nutrients in, we can get the cells. I mean, the cleanse is like sending the cavalry to the cells. It just comes in just in time and opens up the system and gets the nutrients to the people.
Well, I recently spoke to someone, Dr. Kellis, that was doing the cleanse, and they had arthritis, some serious arthritis issues, and after they had started the cleanse for a couple of days, I mean, their pain was worse. What's going on there?
Well, for the first couple days, it's like you've got all this toxic buildup. You've got all this edema, all these toxins that are stored in your capillaries. And when you go in and open up, you basically open up those capillaries, and all the toxins that have been stored there that are not doing your body any good come out and dump into the system, kind of like clearing out the little dead ends and putting them all in the freeway. You get
mm-hmm,
a jammed
mm-hmm.
up freeway. So for a couple days, you may have a jammed up freeway.
So would you say breakthrough pain is probably a pretty good description of that?
Well, it's actually called a Herxheimer reaction. It's a reaction to basically detoxifying the body, and it can last up to 72 hours, no longer than that. And what ends up happening is it dumps all this stuff out, and then all of a sudden your body doesn't have to carry all this stuff. So the pain that you were having starts going down significantly, and you start feeling a ton better. Because the worse you feel going through that type of thing, the better you're going to feel when you get all the garbage out of you. And then you start stabilizing on your blood sugar. You
mm-hmm.
start, and the toxins can start coming off of you. I've seen people do a cleanse and lose anywhere from, 0 to 30 pounds.
Well, yeah, but they always say, but that's almost all water weight. What do you have to say to someone?
Well, the reason you have water weight is because you're diluting the poisons. So water weight is not a bad weight. The key is getting the poisons out. Now, where it really makes a difference is it removes the toxins, and that's why it's one of the few things that can help women with cellulite.
Mm-hmm.
Because what it does is it takes those toxins away, and all of a sudden the cellulite clears. And so people who are used to exercising and starving themselves can lose weight, but they can't lose cellulite. This actually clears the cellulite, which makes a huge difference. Now, the other thing that really helps with this is the CLAs.
Well, because I remember earlier in our conversation, you said that some of the things that are needed is alpha lipoic acid and conjugated linoleic acid.
Right, which is CLAs. That's why we put together that combination. And what that does is that helps people to utilize their insulin properly. The things that make it so you can use insulin, besides glucophage and macrophage, which are the drugs, are exercise, CLA, and alpha lipoic acid. Those are the four things that help people to utilize the blood sugar, the insulin. So that's the direction that I would go. I would go that with the E7 and a little bit of Life Solubles added to that if you want to, can make a difference because it's got extra gamma linoleic acid. It's got extra gamma risinol, which really makes a difference. It builds muscle, so you burn out sugar.
And with more muscle means you burn more calories, right?
Yes, and that's why I say to people, don't go by your weight, because your weight is, if you have muscle, you weigh five times as much as fat.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to go by is your shape.
Now, you brought up calories. Is there such thing as good calories and bad calories, or are all calories the same?
Well, I think the whole calorie thing is the sham that's, you know, makes it so we have hospital food and cafeteria food. They try to say a calorie's a calorie's a calorie, and that says that a bottle of sake is the same as a bushel basket of round rice, and that's just crazy thinking. It's the nutrients, it's the speed in which you get it. And so if you eat a bushel basket of brown rice, you're going to have that burn over the next 6 hours. Whereas if you drink a bottle of sake, which may have the exact same calories in it,
it's going to burn fast.
Yeah, you're going to burn that within about 15 minutes to a half hour. So, and there are no nutrients there. It's all rocket fuel. None of it's nutrients, whereas brown rice has the nutrients. So there's no way your body can handle sake like it can handle brown rice. And it's just not good for your body to take that much in either alcohol or high-level sugars.
Well, what about the Integra Trim, Dr. Kellis? I mean, we have this Hoodia product. There's been a lot of talk out there. It is a popular herbal supplement right now. And I have one here that, you know, what's going on with this product? When do we recommend it? It helps to curb appetite. It's, you know, it's not like the ephedra products that used to be popular out there. This is kind of a different thing.
You know, one of the things that happens, besides taking away that desire for sugars and food and stuff, is, and this is what Dr. Nelson and Dr. Fogelman and the folks at the clinic do. They go and they take that, and whenever they feel a little dragging, they take some of that stuff. And what it does is it gives them a sense of well-being.
I mean, I've heard it called the happy pill.
That's right. It gives them a sense of well-being. They don't have a real appetite thing, and they can just go through the rest of the day. They take that and Kona Gold. So they take a couple of Kona, and they take a couple of those, and boom, they're online, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very popular, but it's popular for a number of reasons. One, it affects the inside of your brain, controlling some of the endorphins and things that make you crave sweets, affects those. And it also controls your desire for foods and things from two different pathways. One of them gives you energy and a sense of well-being. The other one actually takes away your desire for food, so
okay,
you can stabilize.
Well, let me mention a couple of common reasons. I've collected a couple, and let's see what your responses are to these. I imagine you've already said them, but for argument's sake, I find that one of the most common reasons why people quit trying to lose weight And there are lots of reasons to why to lose weight, even if it's just a little bit of weight. Blood pressure gets better. You know, you lower your risk for cardiovascular disease. The list goes on and on and on. How even just a little bit of weight loss is a dramatic, you have a dramatic increase in your health. Would you agree with that?
Well, you see, here's the thing that everybody's missing when they're saying if you lose weight, you get healthy. No, if you get healthy, you lose weight. See, they're going the wrong end of this thing. If I want to make it so my exhaust in my car quits throwing out pollution, I tune the engine. The pollution stops automatically. Once I get the body working the way it should, the weight is now used as a form of fuel, and it burns it off. Versus if I try to lose weight, my body has to go through all kinds of gyrations to make that work. And yeah, sooner or later I can feel better if I lose weight. But you know, when people do things like staple tummy tucks and all that kind of stuff, they're losing weight, but they're not gaining health.
No. Matter of fact, Dr. Kellis, just recently I had an aunt of mine who had a stomach staple who passed away after a year of complications.
Because they starved their body.
Yeah, she died. She really did.
They don't get enough nutrients. And what people don't realize is in different parts of your stomach and your large intestine or your small intestine, all throughout has different receptor sites for different nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start taking parts of those out, it's like saying, okay, your body doesn't need these nutrients. Well, those may be the nutrients that make the enzymes that run your heart.
Right.
And so all of a sudden you're sitting there with a higher C-reactive protein and wondering why you're dying of a heart attack. Makes zero sense.
Zero sense. Well, I've got a Susan Jones from Atlanta, Georgia, that says no matter how hard she tries, the weight loss each week is so small that it just doesn't seem to be worth the sacrifice. What do we say to her?
Well, what's she been doing, first of all?
Well, I mean, I don't know all the things that she's been trying. In a very traditional way, she was a brand new person for the first time. I was talking to her, and this is what she said. My recommendation to her was to do the cleanse and use Essential 7.
Well, the cleanse, if you just do the cleanse, you will open up the capillaries and allow your body to finally dump. Now, if you take Kona Gold and water in high amounts, and that means a half, that means 1 ounce per every 2 pounds. So if somebody's 200 pounds, they should drink 100 ounces of water. And for each ounce, each 10 ounces of water, you should take one Kona Gold if you're going to do this. Because what happens then is the Kona Gold will take the water into the cells, and then it'll flush out the toxins in those cells. And then the weight loss can actually happen. What happens is people get their osmolality or their mineral water ratio off, and you can't lose weight, and you can't it won't let go of any of the toxins, because if you go low on any of the key minerals, your kidneys will not allow your body to flush anymore. So you hold up, and you can get edema and everything else by going low in potassium, for example. By going low in each of these different minerals. So I would add that to it. I would take the E7. I would take the other products you talked about, the CLA and the IT. And I would take the LO7000, because if you can't control sweets, if you don't beat the sweet thing, there's no way to beat the weight thing.
Well, and that was the next person. I have his name is John Smith from Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio.
Jones and a Smith. That's cool.
Didn't even realize that.
Sounds like the phone book, right?
Yeah. And he says that he quits every diet he starts because he just can't handle feeling hungry all the time.
And that's the great thing about doing a cleanse on the E7 is you can take as much E7 as you want, because what it's doing is it's a nutrient rich, calorie low meal. It's like, what, 5 grams? I forget what
of the fiber.
How much is the carbohydrates? It's almost nothing.
Oh, carbohydrates is 7 grams, and that's in the berry, and I think that's the highest formula.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the normal breakfast drink, you're running 30 to 40 to 50%, 50 grams.
Oh, you go and compare it to things like Slim Fast and these other shakes. I mean, they're all carbohydrates.
Well, the key is you've got the nutrients, and you've got the folic acid, which controls the microorganisms. Now, the other thing is when you feel the feel that hunger craving, this beats that hunger craving because you can take this all day long. Every time you feel that you're feeling the cravings, take some E7. Now,
I would think that most people's bodies are pretty predictable when those cravings, you know, tend to come.
Well, let me give you what the cravings are so you really get it. I know you think you're starving your body and all that. Cravings are when your stomach starts to shrink.
When your stomach starts to shrink?
Cravings are when your stomach starts to shrink back to where it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Okay, now.
Well, are there a lot of hormones that are created in the stomach that start sending signals to the brain that says, hey, we're hungry down here? And
yeah, but they're also, when the stomach starts to shrink, it sends out the signal that you're... that you're getting cravings, you get hungry, that pain type thing. Now, what happens with E7 is because it's got nutrients, it satisfies that, and you can slowly let the stomach get smaller and smaller and smaller. But you do it under your control, and you can satisfy the needs of the stomach and the rest of the body and the brain and everything.
Mm-hmm.
By taking adequate nutrient supply, by taking E7. As I say, you can start out with 9 scoops. Doesn't take long before you start getting less and less and less and less and less and more satisfied. And then you lose sweet cravings, and then the aloe starts tasting good, the E7 tastes good, everything starts tasting good, and you're going, man, I don't know what happened. This stuff's tasting much better than it used to. Well, that's because it killed all the bugs off that are in you that made it taste bad.
Mm-hmm.
The die-off of the bugs is what makes any of this stuff taste bad.
Well, and when you say bugs, because you use that word pretty light, you say it a lot, bugs, you know, get rid of the bugs. Bugs aren't just bugs. What else are they?
Well, they're fungus.
Okay.
They're bacteria.
Okay.
In some case, you have things like mycoplasma and that kind of stuff, but mostly they're fungus and bacteria.
Okay.
And so you're really getting rid of, interoral infections, the kind of things that can cause gum disease, the kind of things that can cause acid reflux, acid indigestion, ulcers in the Helicobacter pylori, the kind of things that can cause bloat and gas in the fungus and that type of thing, the kind of thing that can cause constipation, diarrhea, the kind of thing that causes achiness and stiffness.
So we get rid of those things, you regain your health, and you lose weight.
Right.
Regain your health, and then you lose weight.
Well, as you tune the engine, the smog and the pollution drops off, and the weight is the same as the pollution on your body.
I would think this is a really key issue in weight loss maintenance. In other words, permanent weight loss. People's always looking for the answer, what is permanent weight loss?
Okay, here's the key to permanent weight loss. If you take E7, 15 minutes to a half hour before you eat your meal, your nutrients will be there, the speed in your sugar will slow down, all the things that you can handle will stabilize, and what will end up happening is you'll be actually smoother on your blood sugar, and your appetite will go down, you'll stop overeating. The number one cause of early death is consistent overeating. If we can cut down overeating, we can cut down early death. They tied it into everything you can take a look at. It's the people who consistently overeat are the people who die younger.
So, dadgummit, the plates in America are just too big.
No, the nutrients on the plate are too small.
That's true.
If you took that whole plate and filled it with real brown rice and filled it with real protein, and filled it with real vegetables and ate that whole thing, you wouldn't put on 1 ounce of weight. Put some olive oil on it and a little bit of lemon juice. You would be fine on that. You can throw onions and garlic and whatever you want. You'd be fine on that meal. And that's the meal that different societies were raised on.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to Lebanon, and you know, they'll give you tabbouleh and all these other things. I got to tell you something. When you eat that food, you feel satisfied, and everything works. Balls work, the head works, everything works.
Well, I read today that in India, they have one-tenth the cancer rate of America, and only about 15 to 20% of the obesity.
You know why? One of the reasons I think that is, besides the fact that they don't overeat like we do, they use turmeric like crazy, which is one of the active ingredients in Everlasting Support.
Like in curry?
Yeah. What it does is it's a huge anti-inflammatory. It's a COX-2 inhibitor. And what it does is it can help protect people from cardiovascular disease. It can help take inflammation down. And inflammation, we've been discovering, is one of the major causes of health problems.
Wow. Wow.
So that's where Everlasting Support is. I mean, I think it's one of those things that I don't care what's going on in your body. Just take them.
Just take them.